Mr. President, I rise today in support of Senator Enzi's resolution of disapproval and thank him for that. Seems every day a new story comes out about the negative consequences of health care reform law, and I can't keep up with them, and I know people involved in the health care industry are having a very difficult time also. You remember the campaign pledge that health care reform would immediately reduce families' premiums by $2,500? Well, last week, a slew of new mandates on health insurers, including coverage of preventive services without any cost sharing, restrictions on annual limits on coverage, and coverage of children up to age 26. I guess a child 25 is a child. Took effect, and many of them, in fact, will be beneficial to some Americans, but they will not come for free. Health insurers have begun alerting their customers to the fact that these new mandates cost money, money that has to be charged in additional premiums, and I think most Americans understand that you can't get something for nothing. But instead of admitting that their policies are causing health insurers to raise their rates, the Obama administration has unleashed, if that's the proper word, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius to silence its critics, if not through by intimidation. In a letter to America's health insurance plans, the secretary explicitly threatens health insurers who don't toe the line on Obamacare with exclusion from the state health insurance exchanges, which start in 2014. Quote, there will be zero tolerance for this type of misinformation and unjustified rate increases, she's warned. Quote, we will also keep track of insurers with a record of unjustified rate increases. Those plans may be excluded from health insurance exchanges in 2014. Well, let's be clear about what the secretary, on behalf of the president, is saying here. She is threatening to shut down private companies for exercising their First Amendment right to free speech, and she's keeping a list. It reminds me of the days in a previous administration with an enemies list. Some have called this gangster government in the press, and as a former newspaper man, I am shocked. I'm really stunned by my former governor's actions. First, it was the gag order on Humana insurance for daring to describe the consequences of slashing more than $100 billion from Medicare Advantage to the customers. Now this. Now, this administration says it wants transparency. Well, transparency is a two-way street, Mr. President. It does not mean muzzling dissenting opinions or inconvenient facts because they are not advantageous to the administration. As the Wall Street Journal opined, they're more subtle than this in Caracas, Venezuela. Not only are the actions of the Obama administration unconstitutional, they are also extremely hypocritical in light of their own highly misleading rhetoric. For example, the president and Secretary Sebelius have been touting the recent decision of health insurers Blue Cross Blue Shield in North Carolina to issue rebates to its customers in the individual market as a supposed Obamacare victory. President Obama claimed this victory at a recent campaign stop in Virginia, saying that the insurance commissioners are newly empowered to look after consumers, that we are already seeing Obamacare's new level of accountability pay off. Well, aside from the fact that most state insurance commissioners have had the ability to review rate increases for years, a fact that Secretary Sebelius, as a former Kansas insurance commissioner, knows all too well, they're leaving out another very important fact, the rest of the story. What they're not telling you is that the reason why the insurer is paying out rebates is that because of Obamacare, their plans in the individual insurance market will cease to exist in 2014. This means that the reserves that they have stored up to protect their solvency are no longer necessary. That's where the rebates are coming from, not some well of hidden profits. The insurer is paying the rebates out of their reserves because the plans will no longer exist. This is hardly a victory for the thousands of people enrolled in those plans. Now, if that isn't misleading, I don't know what is. And what about the Secretary's taxpayer finance mailer regarding Medicare Advantage that was recently sent to seniors all across the country. This mailer misleadingly claims that Medicare Advantage enrollees will not see any changes to their benefits under Obamacare. That's a claim that is demonstrably false. Already, we are seeing insurers like Harvard Pilgrim drop their Medicare Advantage plans altogether as a result of these huge cuts. So actually, thousands of seniors will see changes in their benefits. They won't have any. I urge the president and the secretary, who has been my friend, to reconsider their use of these tactics, which only serve to further erode the government's credibility with the American people and to insult their elected representatives. In the United States of America, private citizens are not only allowed to disagree with the government, it is a cornerstone of our democracy. So I say to the Department of Health and Human Services and the administration, stop the gag orders and the intimidation. To H2S, don't tread on the First Amendment.